Es kann so sich nicht aber gesagt sagen, wenn wir heute im Sabbat Shabbat darf sein. Sagt Gemara, why me allowed the first beer to be done on Shabbos? The Rabbanan said to him, how can that take place if there was an actual story that happened and the Chosin had not yet written the Ksubas? How could you allow it to be together without a Ksuba that was not written and now Shabbos can't be written? He told them, let the woman take some metaltalin from the man to be held as security until the Ksuba is written. Rezvid allowed the first beer to be done on Shabbos. Some say that he himself did the first beer on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda allowed the first beer to be done on Yom Tov. Rav Papi in the name of Rava said Rabbi Yehuda actually allowed it on Shabbos as well. But the sack he gave was on a case when it was Yom Tov and not Shabbos. Don't think it meant that he was going to be asked on Shabbos. However, Rav Papa in the name of Rava said Rabbi Yehuda only permitted it on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos. Rav Papi asked Rav Papa, what would be the logic for that? You can't say it's because once making a wound is allowed for food preparation, like for Shechita, it's also allowed for other reasons as well. That's why it's Dafka. Allowed on Yom Tov and on Shabbos, because based on that, one should be able to burn incense on Yom Tov because he's allowed to make a fire for food preparation. Papa answered, the Pasuk says, Ach asher yeyochel l'chol nefesh. Only something that's done by all people may be done on Yom Tov. A bia is done by all, and that's why it can be done. However, burning incense is not, and therefore that can't be done on Yom Tov. Rav Acha, the son of Rava, asked Rav Ashi, based on this, it should be us to shecht a deer on Yom Tov, since not everybody is able to afford and eat deer. Rav Ashi said, the need of eating, that is something which is needed by everybody, and that's why even if it's a deer, it doesn't make a difference. The fact that it's a need that's needed by everybody, that's what allows it. But for incense, it's not a need that's needed by everybody, only for very particular people, and therefore it would not be allowed on Yom Tov. And the need for bia also is something which is considered needed for everybody, and that's why it would be allowed on Yom Tov. Rav Yaakov Aidi said Rabbi Yochanan ruled in Sidon that it's usher to have the first bia on Shabbos. In fact, Mara, we never use the verbiage of ruling of Hayra to introduce an Isser. Mara says, yeah, we do. We find instances that it is used for Isser. Mara Paskins said it's mutter to do first bia on Shabbos. Rav Chelba, the name of Rav Huna, the name of Rav Bazav, the name of Rav, said a marriage to a besula or a widow requires the making of shevi brachas. We find that Rav Huna says there's no making of the brachas for marriage with a widow. But I said, when a previously unmarried man is marrying a widow, then the brachas are made. When it's a previously married man with a widow, the brachas are not made. In fact, when we find there, Rav Nachman said, Rav Huna bar Nosson taught a brayse that teaches that the brachas must be done with a minyan based on the pasuk by the marriage of boyaz to rust, and each of them were previously married, so you see the brachas are made even then. The Gemara said, Rav Huna must have meant that with previously married people, we only make the brachas for one day, not for 7 days. In fact, my Braisa says that the Chum instituted that the couple should rejoice together for 3 days if by an almanu also. What type of couple would you discuss? If they were not previously married, then they should rejoice for 7 days. If they were previously married, we just said they only rejoice for make the brachas for one day. My answer is we can say that it refers to previously married people. And although the brachas are made for one day, the chiyuv to rejoice that he doesn't go for work, that's for 3 days. We can also say that it refers to previously unmarried people. And although the brachas are made for 7 days, it could be the requirement to rejoice is only for 3 days. In fact, Mar Brisa says that when a Basula marries, there are 7 days of brachas, and when a widow marries, there's only 1 day of brachas. Presumably, this is even when the widow marries an unmarried man, not like Rahuna said. Mar said the Brisa is discussing which you married a previously married man. In fact, if so, why doesn't the Brisa state that specifically? Mar said the Brisa wanted to mention very general rules without getting involved in the finer details. With a Basula, it's never less than 7 days. With an Almana, it's never less than 1 day. Yeah, it could be more, but the Mar didn't want to get, at this point, didn't want to get involved in those details. As we mentioned above, the Rav Nachman learned the requirement that the brachas be made with a minyan from the marriage of boyaz to rus. Rav Ovadia learned this requirement from the pasuk that says, "Makeles baruch hu alekim Hashem mimkar Yisrael." The brachas regarding the mekar, meaning which refers to marriage, have to be done in a kal, which is at least 10 people. Rav Nachman uses the other pasuk to teach the Rav Meir says what the Rav Meir said in the brayse that even the babies in their mother's stomach sang praise at Kriyas Yamsov. Rav Ovadia said if the pasuk was teaching that, it should have said mibeten, not mekar. So from mekar, we can learn out both things. Rav Ovadia said the reason that 10 people were called together in the pasuk with Boyaz was because he wanted to announce the halacha that a woman may marry a Jew. It's only a man who may not, and that's why he needed 10 people. To prove it, because if the point was to gather them for brachas, why do you have to get sekanim? Any 10 people would have sufficed. Rav Nachman said if he wanted to announce a psak, he didn't need 10 people to do so. Rav Bo would say that no, he called 10 people because he wanted to publicize the psak into a very public atmosphere. Abayi says we make shevi brachas at the time of Nisuin. Rabbi Yehuda says they're even made at the time of Erisin. Abayi said Rabbi Yehuda's shita was set in the province of Yehuda, where the couple would be together in seclusion after the Erisin. And when a man marries a woman without the brachas, it's like she's like has a din like a nida to him, and therefore you have to make the brachas if they were going to be secluded together. A brayta says we make sherei brachas at the time of the suin and birchas ha'erusin at the time of the erusin. What's birchas ha'erusin? So Ravin by Rav Ado and Rabba by Rav Ado both said in the name of Rav Yehuda the verbiage of the bracha, which is essentially the same like we say in today's times, but they didn't have it with an ending. Rav Acha, the son of Rava, said that Rav Yehuda would end off with the bracha, the Baruch Ato Hashem. So it's the same lashon that we use. Shehit la Rav Musa, Shehit la Lano said a suis lano, they chubav kedushin. Then the machlekos was only did they end off with the Baruch Ato Hashem, which we actually do. The view, the Mar explains that the view that does not make an ending says this bracha is like a bracha on food or a mitzvah which has no ending. The view that says it does require an ending because it's like kiddush which does have an ending. A bride said we make the sherei brachas with a minyan for all 7 days after the wedding. Rabbi Yehuda said this is only done when there's a new person upon chadashim who had not been there before at any previous meal. What brachas are made? Rabbi Yehuda lists the following brachas as we do today. Shakol baril chvoida yoter adam asher yoter asa adam etzalmoi sois tosis samech desamach and asher bara. In the same form as we have them today.